the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys. Hey, we are, at least I am, and I think Bob is too, enamored with this cheese conversation. So we hijacked the show plan, and we're going to get back at it.
That's right. But I do want to hit a couple of the points. We have some new sponsors coming on, but we also have our old ones we want to cover. ThermoPen's Labor Day sale is 25% off.
Take advantage of that.
Yeah. And a little note from Fen Valley, Saturdays and Sundays through October, they're going to have the Veraison, I think I said it right, Veraison. It's the ripening phase. So Fen Valley, this time of year, it is magical. If you get a chance, because let's face it, in the summer and late summer, early fall, to be outside is just fantastic.
And
our
in a
skies,
winery, yeah.
Our skies are sometimes even clear, yeah. Which in West Michigan isn't that common. Also, a little shout-out to our all of our network stations, Michigan Talk Network, WBRN, and, of course, hit thegrillinguys.com and check out all these sponsors. There's a new one coming on you're going to love. I got great information on them coming up next week. But you can also sign up for the podcast, which goes all around the world. If you could see the countries, Joppy, the people that are pulling our show down, it'd make you smile.
Right.
14 years worth of work, it's finally paying off. So anyway, back to the cheese. And
that was a cheesy plug, so
yeah,
that's a great segue,
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah. So how to choose the right profile or style, we kind of covered that. But do you sell the grilling cheese? And is there a cheese that's good for grilling that maybe isn't sold as a grilling cheese?
Yeah, so as I was listening to both you gentlemen earlier on what you were grilling, we do carry a grilling cheese, and we also, and we used to carry, and there are stores out there that do carry this, it's called the bread cheese. Now, this bread cheese is absolutely amazing, and you can heat it up on the grill, you can heat it in the oven, you can fry it, and it becomes almost like a sponge.
Does it have bread in it?
No, it actually just has your main ingredients, yes, but it's the process on how they make it. And what you do is once you get it heated up and once you fry it, get your best maple syrup out there. And I know we're getting close to that season. So what you're going to want to do is slice it and dip it. And it's like the best French toast you ever had. That's exactly what it tastes like.
Wow.
So cool. I had a very good friend from France and when I was in the service. And she used to bring along, if we'd go on a picnic or anything, she'd bring along a certain type of cheese, I don't know what it was, and strawberry preserves.
Oh.
And that was also, and I still do it now, but that was just such a cool thing for me to learn as a young guy that you can actually have, and now it's more common. But how about like a Gruyere? How do you say Gruyere?
Gruyere.
Gruyere. Yeah. Okay.
Very good, Bob.
I know.
How do you say Bob? Okay, so let's build that charcuterie tray. What would be your pick?
So what we're going to start with is we'll start with the cheddar. Then I would recommend like a pepper jack because you want something a little on the spicy side.
And cool looking.
And you're looking for a little color too. Then an aged Gouda. We have a 1,000-day-old Landana aged Gouda, which is absolutely
Is Landana
beautiful.
The brand?
Yes, and that is also imported from Holland. And then you can also go, to make it a little simpler, if you just wanted to just do cutting cheeses, we have in the Sartori brand, which is from Wisconsin. Wisconsin has the most beautiful cheeses.
I love their cheeses.
And
their cheese curds.
Yes. You have to get them fresh first thing in the morning, though.
Well,
there's no comparison.
It's a long drive.
Yes. But in the Sartori, they have the Merlot. And it's probably one of our most popular. It's infused. So once they make
That's
this
the
wheel,
one I was talking
yes,
about.
Yes. So once they make this wheel, they literally soak it for 30 to 60 days. And in that process, it just slowly absorbs in. So when you get that wedge, you'll see Some people think it's the rind, so they cut it off. You don't want to do that. So you want to be able to savor, because that's where the best flavor is going to be. But even going all the way down into the center of the cheese, it just still has a
wonderful
flavor.
And what's that brand?
That is going to be your Satori.
Satori.
From Bellavitano.
So a couple comments on that. One, it's fantastic for a charcuterie tray. And my daughter, Emily, gets it every year. She puts on a huge, we have a big island, and she just makes the whole thing a giant grazing table. The other thing is, if you're going to do one of those charcuterie trays, don't get the bagged cheese that's all cut up already.
No.
Because it's disgusting.
No, and there is a difference for mine from the smaller places, and then instead of going to more of your larger manufacturing. The more you get into it, the more you'll really start to be able to taste the difference.
Well, sure. This is almost a contradiction in terms, but you want your cheese fresh, but you want aged cheese.
Yes.
Like
right?
Aged Velveeta, maybe?
No, yeah. We've talked about that, Bob. Anything that can sit on the shelf stable for 35 years with no refrigeration is not cheese. But anyway, yeah, so it's just, like I said, it's a contradiction in terms. But to your point, cutting it fresh rather than having it pre-cut in a bag makes a lot of difference in the moisture and the texture of the cheese.
And your flavor is, once you start shredding your own, it won't take long for you to
And that's a hindrance for a lot of us. Shredding. You know, what's the best way if you want shredded cheese?
Well,
because I have several different grates and I always find it to be more cumbersome. Is a food processor maybe the best way to go with that? Because everything gets gummed
up. I'm old fashioned. I don't have a lot of specialty appliances in my house, even though I do a lot of my own stuff from scratch. I like going the old-fashioned way.
So a big stainless grate is
just a plain, little handheld shredder. I mean, literally takes you 2 minutes out of your day.
So give me a tip then, Charlie, the mozzarella that you guys make there. When you're preparing that for me, if I came in and said, I want 2 pounds of shredded mozzarella, are you shredding it at room temperature? Are you shredding it when it's cold? What's a tip so that I can shred this the easiest way?
Well, initially, the mozzarella that we actually make there in the store isn't something that you would shred.
You don't shred it.
It's a fresh, softer mozzarella. It would be very
okay. So I slice it.
You would slice it. Yes.
Okay. So if I wanted mozzarella for the top of my pizzas, okay, I typically take a handful of that, spread it on there. I don't put discs of it or slices of it on there, right? Because I'm making one pizza every 3 minutes in my little pizza oven.
You can in the future, and that brings up a really good question. The proper cheese knives, because there's a way to cut cheese, and there are knives that are much better for cutting it than others, especially mozzarella.
Yes.
Do you sell those?
I wish we did, but no. Okay. At this time, we don't.
Okay.
So
you can buy them online, but there are. I bought a couple from a cheese place in Traverse City, and this guy was literally making this special French cheese, and that blade has everything to do with how frustrated you will or will not be.
Yeah, because some of them even are done with wires.
Yes.
So I want to finish this pizza thought because I've got the epiphany that I need to stop buying it. They both scowled when I told them I'd go to the back of the store and buy my cheese in a bag so I can sprinkle it on my pizza. Tell me what I should be buying.
Well,
then,
for
please.
Production, I get that.
Right, but sometimes it's not about production. I might have 3 pizzas that I'm making, and I want them to be really cool. Is sliced mozzarella then my answer, or is there a shredded something that I could be using too? Because it's just easier for me to grab it and sprinkle it evenly on the pizza. So that's what I've been doing, but it could be wrong.
I think Dory answered it perfectly.
I didn't hear it.
She
then.
Said the wire. And what you're selling is typically kind of round, and that wire would be the answer for mozzarella. And you'll see a lot of nice pizza places. You'll see the round pieces of
mozzarella. I just never done it. You go to any pizza joint in town, there is no round ones unless you order like a margarita pizza.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So what should I be using that's shredded if I wanted shredded? Just give me a tip, please.
How I shred it. So after Charlie makes it, you want to get it really cold. So as I tell them, take it out of the package. take some paper towel, dry it off a little bit, put it back in the refrigerator for about a half hour to get cold, then cut it in large slices. You can shred it. I shred mine and to use for my lasagnas and for my ziti bake and different things.
Well, hey, Charlie, Dory, thanks so much for making time and staying around. And this won't be the last time you've been on the show, but you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the last holiday weekend of the summer. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, and create some grill envy in your neighborhood.
See ya!